I'm talking about the beat goes on, yeah, and the beat goes on, yeah, and the beat goes on. And the video scope, yeah, I am looking right into you right now. Macho Madness right now. Sugar is sweet and so is honey. Macho Madness is on a roll and it can't be stopped. No, unbelievable. Time distortion. Space is the place. Me and Gene Okerlund go down that lonesome highway, yeah. But don't be hypnotized, no. Reincarnation doesn't have to be. You can concentrate and you can mental telepathy. Yeah,
but the beat goes on.
But the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on. And the beat goes on and the beat goes on. You're listening to WFMU. My name is Paul Bruno. There's just about a minute left in my program. Let me do a very quick back announce. Just heard from Ark Welder with Finish My Song from the Pull album from 1993. Great underrated Minneapolis band. Shout out to the people of Minneapolis. Part of that Jawbox with You Trow from For Your Own Special Sweetheart from 1994. Part of that Martha's Vineyard Ferries with Decorations from a new 7-inch on the Ernest Jennings Record Company. That's a cover of a Proletariat song. The flip side is a cover of a Strike Under song. So yeah, I kind of, if that was made for anyone to play, it was me. Before that, Bitch Magnet with C-Word from the Star Booty album from 1988. And at the top, Chimers with Optic from a new Bandcamp release in session live on WFMU, recorded right here on the show with help from Dave Hollinghurst on engineering. So, all right, it's 5 o'clock, so let me tell you that you are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockin County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. That is it for me. Everybody, thank you for listening, and until next week, stay safe, stay healthy, and stay tuned to WFMU and to Radio Row with special guest DJ Black Cat coming up right now.
Tomorrow, 'tis St. Valentine's Day, all in the morning betimes, and I, a maid at your window, to be your Valentine.
Now let's see here. V, the 22nd letter of the alphabet. Yes, V1, V2, VE Day, VJ Day, VJ Day. I think he was a golfer in the 90s. Vaca, and that's Spanish for cow. Vaccination, vacuum, vacuum bottle, vacuum cleaner, vacuum tube. Yeah, okay, let's skip a few pages. Vagrancy, valence, Valencia, valence, here we go. Valentine, comma, saint. And Valentine's Day. I found it. Well, hello, everybody. This is the Black Cat, and welcome to my Valentine's Day special. I've got my 1993 World Book Encyclopedia, letter V, open to page 260. The entry in the middle of column 2 is Valentine. And I've got some songs picked out just for you. So why don't you sit back, kick up your smelly feet, scarf down a box of bonbons while Cupid washes your satin sheets, and let me do all the work. I'll teach you a thing or two about love. Now let's get started. Ah, hey, get down, Fifi. Quiet, boy, quiet. Ah, good Lord, I need to trim your claws.
This is the Black Cat. This is the Black Cat.
Black, black, black is the color of my
Black Cat. How many black cats across that tree?
This is the Black Cat to that white cat. Let's go across town and clown. The white cat told the black cat to set his black self down. And I just left.
The superstition about a black cat may have gotten its start during the witch hunts of the Middle Ages.
How
One black cat.
Good morrow to St. Valentine's Day.
You're listening to the Black Cat Valentine's Day special, and I've picked out a box of conversation hearts just for you. Coming up next on the show, a little word collage, and then one of my favorite B-sides of all time.
Perfect. Shoot.
Love. I'm in the mood for love. Real love. True love. Modern love. Everlasting love. Give me some lovin'. I want to be your lover. International lover. Give me good lovin'. Yummy, yummy, yummy. I got love in my tummy, and I feel like loving you. I feel like making love. Love sexy. Lovers rock. I love rock and roll. Love gun. Living, lovin' made. When I fall in love, it will be forever. I will always love you. True love tends to forget. I'll never fall in love again. Here I go again, falling in love all over. I can't stop loving you without love. Oh, a little thing called love. A crazy little thing called love. I can't help it if I'm still in love with you, baby. We're really in love. Train of love, roller coaster of love, freeway of love, standing in the shadows of love, going to the chapel of love, love and marriage. P.S. I love you. Love letters, the way you look at me, the only one I see, very extraordinary, even more than anyone that you adore. Love letters, D-I-V-O-R-C-E. I truly understand you love another man. And your heart shall no longer be mine. Love hurts. Love stinks. Love in vain. Love sick. Love shack. Black is the color of my true love's hair. My love is like a red, red rose doth sweetly bloom in June. I love a June apple. Do you love an apple? Do you love a pear? Do you love a laddie with bonny brown hair? But still, I love him. I can't deny him. I'll be with him wherever he goes. Virginia is for lovers. I love New York. I love L.A. New Hampshire. You're going to love it here. True love travels on a gravel road. Friday, I'm in love. Love you till Tuesday. Love you too. Can anybody find me somebody to love? Did I ever love you? Do you love me now? Do ya? Will you still love me tomorrow? Can't buy me love. Can't hide love. Hey, you've got to hide your love away. Dance me to the end of love. I would do anything for love, but I won't do that. Love calls you by your name. You give love a bad name. I love Lucy. I love you, Porky. We love you, Conrad. We love you, Beatles. Damn it, Janet, I love you. The man I love. Humbled in love. Axis. Bold as love. Give me love. Give me love. Give me peace on earth. Eros, Cupid, Jesus Christ, and the gods made love. Loud love. Love is a many splendored thing. All you need is love. She loves you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves me. She loves me not. We'll be right back.
You didn't answer your phone. And you're the one who's always lonely. But I'm the one who's always alone.
My lonely room, looking for my sunshine. All I got is two cigarettes and this broken heart of mine. Oh, the rain come down, the rain come down, down.
There's a song about love. 17 Days by Prince. The B-side to When Doves Cry. 17 Days. When Doves Cry. Another song about love. Family love. Amorous love. The absence of love. Can't have love without the absence of love. How would you know one if you didn't have the other? Some people call that balance. I call it the crumbling of your cookie. Sometimes the jar is full, sometimes empty. 17 Days, that's a companion of the song Nothing Compares to You, where the broken-hearted narrator tells us it's been 7 hours and 13 days since you took your love away. But in this song, a full 17 days. Maybe it's the same narrator 3 days and 17 hours later. Got a broken heart again, but at least you have two cigarettes. Prince, he knew a thing or two about love, and if I know anything about love, I probably learned it from him. And so did you, didn't you? Yes, you did. Keep throwing that guitar to heaven, Purple One. We love you.
Coming up next on the show, un peu de français, a little French.
That was Sylvie et Jean with A-E-I-O-U from the British Broadcasting Company's language educational series, Muzzy. Anybody remember Muzzy? No? Well, let me tell you. Muzzy was a big green alien who, sometime in the late 80s, came from outer space to indoctrinate little private school children with the Western tongue. And learn we did. Muzzy subsisted on a diet of mostly clocks, and he introduced me to the language of love, French. In the song we just heard, or A-E-I-O-U for the English speakers, Sylvie et Jean teach the five vowels as they sing their love for each other. Sylvie, the royal daughter, and Jean, the peasant gardener, hide away from the castle via Jean's moto, that's motorcycle, to enjoy a lover's picnic. That's Picnic d'Amour, singing their little hearts out all the way down the freeway of love until the young ones are intercepted by the king, the queen, and the jealous, pathetic Corvax. Diane, send my thanks to the British Broadcasting Company, Muzzy, and Madame Chastain, my old French teacher. Madame Chastain, I have fond memories of you. Running up the stairs into your classroom, singing La Marseillaise, going to the Napoleon Museum, counting to 100, and watching Muzzy. Préparons des crêpes. J'aime des crêpes à la fraise et chocolat. We were just kids. Madame Chastain, you, like Prince, have crossed over that Paisley Bridge into Valhalla, and I will always love you.
French. Look here. Hey, look here. This is the French part. There are four words. Huh? De. Français. Put that together. All right, so you have to say, coming up next on the show, un peu de français. A little French.
Valentine's Day, all in the morning betimes, and I am made at your window. to be your Valentine.
Hello, everybody. It's me again, the Black Cat. Welcome back to my show. Starting now, including the back announcement of the song we just heard, which is coming soon, this segment is dedicated to the actor or actress, Emma Mackey, wherever you are. I love you, baby. If you only knew I exist. Somebody email her now on my behalf, please. All right, we just heard Do You Love an Apple by the spectabulous Bothy Band, straight out of the Bothies of Ireland. According to the archives, that was the first time Do You Love an Apple has been played on WFMU since November 8th, 2004. May the next playback come sooner. Do You Love an Apple? Gosh, I hope that one day Emma Mackey sings that song just for me. And in return, I'll sing the next song, Something Strawberry, just for her. Apples and strawberries. May the fruit of love be something something. Dame Emma Mackey, my future ex-wife. Many of you may have been dazzled by her talents in one or more of the following films. Hot Milk, Emily, Death on the Nile, Barbie, where she portrayed Barbie. Or the recent James L. Brooks holiday release, a movie that I did not see. It's called Ellen McKay. But some of you, like me, may have first fallen in love with Emma Mackey while watching the hit ensemble show, Sex Education. This show features one of my other future ex-wives, Gillian Anderson. Sex Education is a show about appropriate and inappropriate romance at many stages and ages of life, involving scores of desperate, desperate British people. Yes, they really like to have it off across the pond. Good morrow.
Good morrow.
Good morrow.
Yes, good morrow indeed. Fifi, relax. There's only 37 more minutes in the show. Fifi, are you okay?
Good morrow!
Fifi, you're a miracle cat. Now, where was I? Ah, yes. Watching Sex Ed, I laughed and I cried, and I learned more about a subject that most people never stop learning about. Now that I think of it, Sex Education didn't have a Valentine's Day episode. Now that I think of it again, I don't know if they even have Valentine's Day in England. This can't be right. But I haven't received a Valentine yet from Emma Mackey. Maybe it's true. Do they have Valentine's Day in England? Certainly they do. Don't they? I guess we should find out from someone who knows. Let's turn it over to another of my future ex-wives, DJ Georgie Girl, the blue-haired hippie. Hello, darling!
Hello, this is DJ Georgia Girl, the blue-haired hippie from Sheena's Jungle Room.
Good morrow.
I was asked to talk a little bit about Valentine's Day in the United Kingdom. And yes, it is celebrated here every February.
To St. Valentine's Day.
When I was younger, you would send Valentine cards to people, but you would never, ever sign them. It was supposed to be a huge secret. But of course, these days, it is a huge industry. It's known as the day when you can't book a restaurant or a theatre ticket or a cinema ticket or anything to do, a holiday away or anything, because it gets booked up months in advance. I have read, though, many, many, many years ago, that it was said if you are a young lady at night when you brushed your hair on the eve of Valentine's Day, you would look into the looking glass and you would see the reflection of your husband-to-be behind you. And there was also a thing where you would peel apples and throw the apple peel over your shoulder, and it would land and make the initial of your intended.
Now that it's all over, woman, there's something I think you should know.
To St. Valentine's Day, on the morning betimes, and I, a maid at your window, to be your Valentine.
Something round and something lemon and something brown and something strawberry. Something strawberry. Keep her in her mode with something young and something old and something contrary. Something contrary. And give her lots of wine. Keep her sunshine, and don't talk about the old ghost. They don't haunt you in your prime. There's something strawberry, something strawberry. And give her what she wants, and keep her busy in her storefront. There's something strawberry, something strawberry. We'll be right back.
the Southern Crescent. One. In 1959, my mother is boarding a train. She is barely 16, her one large grip bulging with homemade dresses, whisper of crinoline and lace, her name stitched inside each one. She is leaving behind the dirt roads of Mississippi, the film of red dust around her ankles, the thin whistle of wind through the floorboards of the shotgun house, the very idea of home. Ahead of her, days of travel, one town after the next, and California, a word she can't stop repeating. Over and over, she will practice meeting her father. Imagine how he must look, how different now from the one photo she has of him. She will look at it once more, pulling into the station at Los Angeles, and then again and again on the platform, no one like him in sight. The Southern Crescent. Two. The year the old crescent makes its last run, my mother insists we ride it together. We leave Gulfport late morning, heading east. Years before, we rode together to meet another man, my father, waiting for us as our train derailed. I don't recall how she must have held me, how her face sank as she realized, again, the uncertainty of it all. That trip, too, gone wrong. Today, she is sure we can leave home, bound only for whatever awaits us, the sun now setting behind us, the rails humming like anticipation, the train pulling us toward the end of another day. I watch each small town pass before my window until the light goes and the reflection of my mother's face appears, clearer now as evening comes on, dark and certain.
Slows and turns to stone.
The Pickwick Papers. Dried glue crumbles in the bed. Another sheaf of pages detaches from the front, which I feed the shrinking tome as a bookmark. I endeavor to make good headway and keep a cushion of pages between the page we're on and the advancing edge, for there's no going back before and over which the leaves of Dickens fall. If some nights, holding the book together, doing the voices, stopping at Crown, Crown at Muggleton, met a party, flannel jackets, white trousers, anchovy sandwiches, deviled kidney, splendid fellows, glorious. I drift and trail and lose my place, burrowed beside me, following slaloms of syntax, is one who knows, with a bright, close watch, where to begin, who's who, what's happening. Then closing her eyes, laughing quieter and quieter.
Okay, the last 20 minutes were all dedicated to Emma Mackey, also DJ Georgie Girl, Jillian Anderson, and let's say Amy Sedaris. But mostly Emma Mackey. Let's hope that it works. Welcome back, everybody.
Good morrow.
Yes, that's right. Good morrow. 'Tis St. Valentine's Day. All in the morning betime. And I, a maid at your window, to be your Valentine. What did we just hear? Wisconsin poet Austin Segrist reading his poem, The Pickwick Papers, with a little help from Pink Floyd's Sheep. You can hear Sheep on the Animals album. Before that, Pygmy Love Song from the hyper-prolific Francis Baby. He lived in Cameroon and Paris, died in May 2001. We also heard Austin Segrist reading Natasha Trethewey's Southern Crescent 1 and 2 from her collection Native Guard. I read that book on the train to New Orleans. That train is also called the Southern Crescent. Austin's voice pairs nicely with Pink Floyd, don't you think? Bed music there was Dogs, also from Animals, obviously inspired by Animal Farm. Before that, Panther Man's You Are My Friend, a song about platonic love, among other things. There are many kinds of love, and if I have time, I'll tell you what the World Book Encyclopedia from 1993 has to say about that. If I don't, I won't. We heard Robert Pollard's Something Strawberry. Now that's a sweet little nursery rhyme of a love song if I ever heard one. And I just did. So did you. And DJ Georgie Girl told us about some Valentine's Day traditions from the United Kingdom with a little help from Thin Lizzy. I believe Georgie is one of Phil Lynott's ex-wives. Sid the Cat has been reading from Hamlet all day. Let's check in with Sid the Cat one more time.
Good morrow. 'Tis St. Valentine's Day. All in the morning betimes. And I, a maid at your window, to be your Valentine.
Thank you, Sid. Gee whiz, you really love that passage, don't you? You should hear Sid around the house all day long. Good morrow this, good morrow that. That's from Hamlet, spoken by Ophelia.
Good morrow.
Thank you, Sid.
Good morrow.
Thank you, Sid.
Good morrow.
Sid! We get it. Thank you.
Good morrow.
Sometimes I feel like a Dave Seville, a motherless Dave Seville. Thank you, Sid. And shout out to my bed music. That's David Reese from his album You Ain't Going Nowhere, and the track is titled Wave. Let's enjoy Wave for a minute together, shall we? Easy now, killer. It's me, Eric Clapton. Yes, the Eric Clapton, internationally disgraced guitarist, lead spokesperson for Grandpa's Apartment Complex, and Spin Magazine's 1992 Father of the Year, as voted on by Bob Guccione Jr. Thanks, Bob. And now it's time for me favorite segment, a little Valentine's Day trivia, something we like to call Did You Know?
Did you know?
Did you know how a volcano is formed? Powerful forces within the earth calls volcanoes, and scientists do not fully understand these forces, but they have developed feet. Hey, Eric, hang on a second. You're on the wrong entry.
Oi!
Yeah, you got letter V of the 1993 World Book Encyclopedia, but you're on page 438, Volcano.
Oi!
I need you back on Valentine's Day, page 261. Go ahead, Eric, take two, no problem.
Sorry, Governor.
Did you know that in Europe, people celebrate Valentine's Day in many ways? British children sing special Valentine's Day songs and receive gifts of candy, fruit, or money.
Did you know
that people in Italy hold a Valentine's Day feast? In Denmark, people send pressed white flowers called snowdrops to their friends. Danish men also send a type of valentine called a gigabrev. That's a joking letter.
Did you know?
Not only that, in Britain and Italy, some unmarried women get up before sunrise on Valentine's Day. They stand by the window watching for a man to pass. They believe that the first man they see, or someone who looks like him, will marry them within a year. William Shakespeare, the English playwright, mentions this belief in Hamlet from the year 1603. Ophelia, a woman in the play, sings, "Good morrow."
Did you know?
Did you know?
Ophelia, a woman in reply, sings, "Good morrow, 'tis St. Valentine's Day, all in the morning be time, and I am made at your window to be your valentine."
Good morrow!
One more time. With you too, everybody.
Good morrow!
Well, I can tell by the ticking of the clock that it's my time to go. We made it through a whole hour of radio, and we didn't learn anything. I would say that's a job well done. Give yourselves a round of applause, everybody. Oh, look, my family came out to support me. How nice. I don't know where you live on this planet, but in my part of the world, it's bedtime, and I always like to catch a few Z's with the television on, and my favorite show is Late Night with David Letterman. Where's my remote? Ah, here we go. Before I zone out, let me say thanks for dropping by, and I'll see you all again next February. Tell somebody you love them today. Good night, everybody. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Dave!
And now, a special message from Grant Tinker, chairman of NBC.
Hello, I'm Grant Tinker. It's been a good year here at NBC, what with hit shows like Bill Crosby and Hill Street Station. But raking in big advertising dollars isn't our only priority. Another is building a better world. That's why tonight, it's my great pleasure to introduce the new Late Night Anthem. Why does Late Night need an anthem? Well, call me a dreamer, but it's my hope that the Late Night Anthem will inspire the nations of the world to settle their differences, leaving them more free time to watch network television. Plus, and this is important, all the really happening companies have anthems. Coke, Delta Airlines, GE, Turner Broadcasting, HBO has two. Oh, sorry. Well, anyway, sit back with us now and enjoy Paul Schaefer and the Late Night International Children's Choir. And I think you'll see it's a late night world of love. Maestro?
Huh? Good Lord. Was that my doorbell or am I dreaming? Good Lord, I say, that was the doorbell. Who could that be at this hour? Ugh, by the holy names of Eros, Cupid, and Jesus Christ, hold your horses, I'm coming. Who is it?
It's me, your grandpa.
It's... who?
I said it's your grandpa, son. Are you there for what?
Oh, no.
Good morrow, my boy. 'Tis St. Valentine's Day. How you doing?
Oh, hello, grandpa.
Well, ain't you gonna invite me in, Woody Woodpecker?
Oh, God. You have suitcases. Why?
Well, we got a lot of time to catch up, but long story short, Frenchie kicked me out, and this time it's for good. Curtains.
And you came here with suitcases.
Well, that's right, you blue-footed booby. I'm moving in.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, no, you don't.
Shut up, Dodo Bird. Now pour me a bowl of Cookie Crisp and take my suitcases. I see you got the Don LeHerman show on.
Oh, God. Okay, Grandpa. You can stay for a little while. One night. And maybe tomorrow.
I know I can stay one night. I can stay as long as I want. I'm family.
My worst nightmare is coming true.
What in the name of Athena are you talking about, Titmouse? Now get me my cookie crisp and let the warm milk soak up the cookies for a minute. You know I ain't got no more teeth no more.
Okay, Grandpa.
Oh, yeah. We're gonna get along just fine. I brought enough luggage to last me a few months.
Oh, no.
Yep. Oh, and by the way, boy, I picked up your mail. Got a letter from your job.
A letter from my job?
Yep, that's what I said. Says here you got fired.
What? No.
Yep, and they cut off your insurance, too.
No.
Oh, and I forgot to tell you, my Uber ran over your dog, Mittens.
Ow, Mittens, no!
Jeez, take two and call me in the morning. Chill pill. All right, well, anyway, I guess I'm going to bed without my cookie crisp. You call this hospitality, I guess. It's been a long trip. I hope you got a king-size bed, then, Quail, because Grandpa likes to toss and turn all night long.
WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City,
and Rockland County,
at 91.9 FM,
and online at WFMU.org.
Did you know?
Next week on Radio Row, DJ Perro Caliente presents Sarah DeVoe live from Monty Hall. Come see her in person or listen live on WFMU right here on Radio Row every Sunday, 5 p.m., 4 Central. Happy Valentine's Day. See you next year.
Gimble.
And
Colin Bryant.
Not that thing again.
Only listen.
People.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Why Do We Only Listen to Dead People? And why do we only listen to dead people's bed music experiment? I am your host tonight, Carol Gimble. And I am here alone. Poor DJ Cullen is sick in bed at home, and he can just sit there and listen to me experiment on the airwaves. So let's see. We started out with Vladimir Horowitz, aged 81, live in Vienna. The third of Schubert's six musical moments. And that was 1986, I believe. You can listen to a lot of recordings of that and you will not hear anything close. So, all right, I'm really digging having weird bed music behind me. This is Cullen's choice. He has been talking about having this John Cage prepared piano vibes. Gosh, you can like take space and think and talk. I hope everyone had an okay week. You know, here in the New Jersey, New York City area, it's freezing cold. And I'm still vibing off of our guest last week, Eula. Sound Waves Off Wax, who had her father's records here. Iconic. And she played some really cool mix-up mashups. Smashes. Classical music. Not mixed and mixed and remixed and redone. And I got into that idea for this week. So I guess I mixed the mashups with classical, with other music, with my just take on reality right now, with my experience of hearing a lecture about the Troutonium, which of course made me think about the state of politics, the state of a world in which instead of figuring out how to make the airwaves more high fidelity, a bunch of people got together and decided they would just take the musicians out of it and make an instrument that sounded like the instruments. Amazing idea. All right, folks, so we're going to start with some more Horowitz. And this was also Cullen's choice. He had wanted to play it, I think, a few weeks ago on his Chopin show. And I guess one of my Chopin mashups struck a chord with him, and so, boom, there you have the beginning of a wacky playlist, and I will see you back here when we get to the end of it. Thank you.